Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome to Spiritual Perceptions. I'm your speaker today, Janet Thornburg, also known as Daisy, 644478@keen.com for readings. This is our second month of 2021. I'm going to start with our health tip. I want to talk to you about the benefits of lemon water. It can help prevent hunger spikes. It boosts energy, good source of vitamin C, helps protect your cells, controls bloating. It's a urinary tract cleaner, can protect against kidney stones. My source of reference is Health Breakthroughs 2021, Bottom Line Publishers. Our cosmic wealth. On 2/27/21, the full moon could bring us to a crossroads where you have to make serious decisions here. We have six planets now moving through Aquarius. The moon is conjunction with Mercury, that was yesterday, and Venus conjunct with Jupiter. The new moon in Aquarius opens doors. So don't give up on your dreams. And good quote for this year, never, never give up. Well, we are approaching Valentine's Day in 2 days, and there is no stronger pursuit or desire in life than happiness. It is a very strong, intoxicating emotion that humans are driven to find. People will do most anything to get it. This has been going on for eons of time, but I'm here to tell you happiness will come to you. It is destined for those who have put God first in their lives. Nothing missing, nothing broken. See Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. First, keyword here is all things. Nothing missing, nothing broken. Right relationship, right career, right everything. The next important feature is that it is added to us. It is given to us. 2021, the 21 equals a 3, which is completion. We need to complete the areas of our lives that we've been carrying around for years. 1 Peter 5:10, avoid the temptation to focus on the past, pain, failed marriages, failed relationships, childhood abandonment, and the list goes on and on. These issues make us broken people. Broken people are all around us. Being broken creates a lot of issues, eating disorders, fear of abandonment, where you react before the fear you fear happens, alcoholism, drug addiction, and the list is so long we don't have enough time on this radio show to go through it. Depression, jealousy, anger, all come under the umbrella of brokenness. Jesus understands brokenness, and accepting him into your life will heal you of it. This year, we truly need to put the past behind us. Completion, we need to do that. It's very important. Focusing on failed anything will keep you from experiencing God's plan for your life. The worst prison there is the one we put ourselves in our minds. We need to take responsibility for how the situation started, our part in it, and let it go. We must take responsibility for our attitude and our choices of direction in our lives. Deuteronomy 30, verses 15 to 19, we have a choice for the way we live. We need to control our emotions and our responses. Most of all, take back our power. When we blame others, we give our power away. And there are many mentalities that need to go in 2021. And we need to really think about that and let them go. And you know within your own heart what things you need to do. And unless you're in denial, you know, and denial will just keep you stuck. Okay, I'm going to start taking some calls right now. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, Daisy. This is Regina.
Hi. Hi, Regina.
Hi. Hi. It's been a while. Just anything that you can bring a message of what you want me to know.
Okay. Well, you know, I talked last radio show about the up-and-coming February 1st, which starts a love cycle, and then we've got all this good energy that comes on Valentine's Day. at least people are you know, thinking of their loved ones and giving and doing sweet things, including giving sweet things.
Right.
Yeah, so I like it myself. Okay, I'm showing that you're hoping for something that ended, maybe, or that you're afraid it's ending.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Am I hoping for something that ended?
You're hoping for something that you're not real secure about getting or keeping.
I guess that could make sense. Yeah.
Okay. It has a lot to do with past life. Okay, so it is definitely a learning lesson, and there's hope that it's powerful. It is a very powerful thing, and it scares both of you. That's bad. That part's bad. It's good. When I got two scaredy cats, I got to find out one of them. I got to get strong. Okay, so we picked you.
Yeah, but you know what? Yeah. The funny thing, but I told him how I feel. He knows that. I mean, I can't make people, grown men, especially a grown man, do what he want to do. So, I mean, I have to move on, and I can't have this kind of treatment in my life. So I have to. You know, unless he changed, but other than that, he's not going to change unless he wants to. So,
well,
I have to let that go.
I think you gave him food for thought, and, you know, sometimes absence makes the heart grow fonder, or in other cases, it's out of sight, out of mind, right? But this shows an opportunity for you this year, and it begins sometime the first part of March, where you will find a very strong, whether it's this, you know, because he's thinking about listening to what you said, which is good. That's really good. But, or it could be something brand new, but I show an opportunity for you to find a very secure relationship this year, maybe beginning in March.
Oh, man, it's about time.
I know, huh? And it's not that far away.
Yes.
I mean, there's only 28 days in this one. So
I know,
right?
I know.
We don't have a long wait here.
I know, because I'm like, at that point, I'm like, okay, I've been obedient. I'm doing, you know, I've been like kind of like on the single route for like 6 years now since my divorce. So even I dealt with a guy for on and off 2 years, but I don't want that to be how our relationship starts off. You know, I just want
it has to do
stable.
With past life. It's got to do with your karma, Akashic records, something that you were supposed to. Maybe you're at that point now where you're recognizing this, and you have to get to the point where you say, "I've had enough of this. I don't want to play this game anymore." Yeah, and you have to end it. And it's showing that you're there, and I think you're going to be very surprised with what occurs. Also, I show a promotion or better money in your job, whether that's a new job. It looks like a promotion.
Really? And does it show it show like it's soon? Or?
Yeah. Everything starts for you after this month, which is good.
Oh, yes. That's funny because I put in a position. Well, someone, like a headhunter, called me, and they were saying something about a job in the health insurance company. Even though
I said it might be a new job, but it is a boost in your career. Mercury's retrograde right now, so honing in real good is difficult. But that decision, you know, we're going to hit a crossroads. All of us are going to have to make some decisions here about personal health, whatever. But, you know, call me on Keen, and when this opportunity comes up, and we'll look and make sure, you know, Mercury's not going to be retrograde forever.
Right.
Thank God.
Thank God.
Okay, thank you for participating.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Linda.
Hi, Linda.
Hey. Okay, just a heads up, Anthony's in the car with me, okay?
Okay.
I'm just gonna talk about my I'm looking for, like, you know, work. I'm seeing what's coming up with that for me.
Okay.
Whoa.
Okay.
Well, you're at a point where
you know you have to make the step.
Yeah, I don't know what I want to do.
Well, that's part of what's going on inside. Part of you is like, you're at a crossroads right now. It's like I don't really want to do this, but I have to do this. You know, but there's hope. There's hope, and it's because of money needs. You're going to have to take something, but I don't think it's the permanent thing. Okay.
Okay.
I think you're going to see yourself making a complete change here. Okay. I do have a windfall of money, and there's a lot of prayers gone out for it, for people that are here and people who have departed. So, There's you have the love of people that you've been in the past, and also people that care about you now. So this offer is going to come up here within the first part of this month, and it's just temporary.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a major move this year, and a complete change in career. I think you're going to do something else, but you're going to have this.
Oh, good.
Yeah, you're going to have this little windfall. You've been praying hard for this, and it's coming.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, thank you, and enjoy your show.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Thanks for participating. God bless.
God bless. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Hello, you're on the air. Hello? Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Anything you could tell me would be greatly appreciated. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, right now we're in such times, it's making everybody upset, not exactly balanced, and we need to get there because that's what's going to keep things. You're going to get things you want, okay? That's in the present line, which means that's not a long wait. And you're going to be putting some money in the bank. You're going to do that, and I've been waiting for this for a long time. And I'm not sure, other than people have been talking about the dark forces that, you know, has come against us, and the enemy comes against us. He'll keep sending symptoms, signs that you're not going to happen. And we have to really, stand up to that and keep making positive affirmations over our life. And that's very important this year. You're going to be strengthened, and you are going to go through a period after your procedure, which is coming up. And it's just a little bit of downtime, but the end result is going to be good. You're going to be strengthened in your body, and that's going to make you feel a lot better. Two things coming up, being strengthened in your body and money that you've been waiting for.
Wonderful. That's good news.
Yes. Okay. It's hard to believe right now because of the way things look, and everybody, there's a lot of people out there preaching and teaching doom and gloom, but, you know, we are not on the world's economy. We're on God's economy, where there's never such a thing as a depression or any kind of lack. There's no lack in the kingdom of God. So just hang on to that. Keep yourself connected, and you won't be sorry.
Okay, thank you.
A lot of positive affirmation. They're really needed right now, okay?
Okay, thank you.
God bless. You're welcome.
God bless you.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Daisy, it's Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
Good. I think I'll ask for a general reading today.
Okay. Okay, general. Okay. There's a past pattern, and you and I both know what this pattern is, that you have been dealing with over and over and over again. And when that happens, you have to stop and go, okay, I need to master this. This is a year that we have to complete things. We have to master them and come up on them. You're going to get what you want.
Good.
Yeah, you are. You're going to get what you want. But you have to get rid of this destructive energy that comes at you. Okay, and the only reason, the only way we can do that, and the only reason that we can conquer that, is that we have to take. I got the lady warrior here. you have to stand up to it, okay, and refuse to accept defeat, and keep. And there's a lot of things that you can do. Again, positive speaking over ourselves is very important this year to get out of ruts and to move forward. So
I feel like I need to take back my power again.
Yes, I
need to take back my power.
That's it.
Yeah.
When we cave into stuff, we lose our power and we put ourselves into victim mode. And that's a mentality, that's one mentality that needs to go this year. We're not victims, we're victors. We're overcomers.
And we
have to keep feeding that into it. But when you've been beat down so many times, you get to thinking, this is my way of life. You know, it's like children that live in abusive situations or not quality of life. They begin to think that's the way things are supposed to be. Children that see violence, they grow up thinking that's the way things are supposed to be. That's the way you're supposed to treat men or women, you know. So we have to overcome those things.
Yeah, I'm just always impatient, and I'm always wondering when I'm going to get my break. So,
well, I'm here to tell you have action on it. I have good news. It's coming up really soon here. I think that, you know, you've been restricted long enough. You have a lot to give. I show March as a building block and a change beginning.
Good. Okay, good.
Well, we've had a lot of planetary action that's moving this junk out of the way, saying, okay, we've had enough of this. Yeah.
I know. We've talked about that, too.
But it's a recovery period for you now, so...
Okay.
There's a really good program going on. I was going to talk to everybody about it, but it's my spirit's telling me to express this to you. Pastor Dickow, who I have been associated with for many years, I work for several ministries. We work as a team, and our whole idea is to help humanity. And you know, we work as a team to get these. He is running right now a free program on you can get it at his ministry, Gregory Dickow, or gregorydickow.tv, and it's a fast from wrong thinking, and he shows you, it's a brilliant work. This is brilliant work that he's put together. He gives you the wrong thought pattern. He shows you how to, scripturally, how it doesn't need to exist in your life. And then he gives you affirmations to get rid of it. It's
okay.
Totally free.
Yeah. Is this new from the 40-day fast from negative thinking?
Yeah,
okay.
It's new from that. And he's actually based in Chicago.
Yeah, he's very close to where I live, actually, in his church. I should really go to the church and just see him in person and listen to him.
he's good. I've worked with him for many years, and he's just one of the ministries I work with. And we all work as a team, and these are people who are sincere about actually helping people. They're not after the almighty dollar, okay? They're after people being whole and healed, and that's what we're all after.
Genuine, right, something genuine.
Yeah. But I tell you, your breakthroughs this year. Promise, promise, promise.
Okay.
Just, you know, you can start doing this fast online. He's a few days in, but, you know, you can always catch up or just start where you're at. And going to his church would be a good thing, be a real good thing.
Yeah, I think I should do, I really need to do
you
that.
You might meet
that's
someone, you know, you need some people
open.
Around you that are positive. You need to outnumber
those
negative.
Oh, absolutely.
And
there's so much negativity. Yes, there's Satan is everywhere. It just
well, darkness is lashing. Okay. Time's almost up. Their time is short, and that's why it's so heavy right now. And we need to stand up to it, and it'll leave us. Okay.
Okay. Great. Thank you. Good talking to you again, and I will talk to you again on Keen.
Thank you. God bless.
Okay, God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Come on, computer. Hello, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, okay. I was wanting to make sure it was me. It was on. I get a lot of back talk on this phone right now. I don't know why, but today it's just.
Oh, my God. I know. It's gotten so bad.
Yeah.
My phone comes up several times a day. Potential spam. And one of my dear friends just got robbed. Oh, she got robbed. And she says, I'm not going to answer my phone anymore. I said, well, don't if you don't know who it is.
Exactly, yeah. So I screen all my calls. If it don't come up to somebody that is in my phone, I don't answer it. So
the best
it's
thing
dangerous.
To do. Those scams are going on, you know, at a heated pace.
Oh, yeah.
What can I do for you
today?
Well,
you know, it's that stimulus time. Everybody's scamming everybody for money. So
that's
what that's about. But, yeah, so, after I talked to you a little while back, something occurred, and I was wondering if you could just take a look at it, because I'm wondering if this lady's going to be eating crow. She dropped us like a set of car keys. She's no longer our boss. And,
goodness.
She decided to... Yeah, and we're almost a, you know, we were, she was thinking that the contract wasn't going to get renewed, and it did for another 6 months. But she took a job with DHA where she's supposedly going to be traveling the country and this, that, and the other. And I'm not no dummy. And so, but I'm just kind of wondering, and she's trying to keep her foot in this job. You know, and I'm like, wait a minute, that's a big conflict of interest. I don't know how you're getting away with that. But anyway, I just want to know if you can take a look and see if when she starts this traveling and everything, if the facilities that she's going to, how long is it going to take them to figure out that she's not no nurse and she doesn't have the experience?
Not long. You're absolutely right in how you're analyzing this, the cards you're saying. And she's driven for money right now. She's just making, trying to, you know,
Everybody is very emotional
about money, and she's, you know, trying to keep her foot covered.
I'm doing the same thing.
It isn't going to take long to realize that, you know, she's stepping into an arena that she doesn't have the experience for.
Right. But what are they going to do with her, though? Are they going to just, like, okay, we're stuck with her? Or are they, or is the contractor going to say, look, you don't, we've got complaints, you're just not working out?
Yeah, I got judgment. I got judgment, meaning that they're going to analyze this and realize that, you know, she is not.
I don't know why she did this. I really don't know why she did this.
It's an emotional drive. It's an emotional drive for money.
I know everybody's hurting for money because I got stuck for $200 a paycheck myself. So I'm $400 less a month than what I used to be. And I got to get... Yeah, I gotta get a tax attorney on it because what they did was not right. So, but anyhow, they said that the money was not there, but it is there. But then, yet they take it away out of my gross pay on my W-2, and I'm like, wait a minute, you can't tell me the money wasn't there, and that you mistakenly put it in my and put it on my check, and then you say it wasn't ever really there when it's being deducted from my gross pay. So, I think I'm gonna find an attorney on this. And,
I would.
But anyhow, yeah.
Or an accountant, somebody that can,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, well, I got a CPA. So, and she even said that was Enron-ish. So, but anyway, back to this boss of mine. I mean, you know, it was really disheartening whenever she called me and was, you know, more or less plotting it in front of me. Oh, you know, I got a better job when we're working with DHA. Because she's a goat. She wants to be way up on high, and she wants to look down on everybody. And the cushion of people underneath her is her pillow, her butt pillow. And I'm like, you know, you're going to get a job. And I told her, I warned her once. I said, you can't go reaching for a job you don't have experience with.
Well,
what
goes around comes around, and I show that it's not going to take long. And, you know, it doesn't take long to...
I hope she don't try to come back here and get her job back because she's really burned her bridges with all four of us.
That won't work. She's got some comeuppance. When you set out to deceive, it's, you know...
Oh, yeah.
Betray
she's
yourself.
Done enough deceiving.
Well,
yeah.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
It's coming back to bite her in the fanny.
Well, that's just, you know, I hate to see it happen, but, you know, it's... She's got to get that chip off her shoulder. She can't.
That's it.
She's got to
work.
See,
the whole world
she
is, like you said, everybody's having money problems. We've been told that, you know, under this administration, you know, we're going to go into a bad economic thing. Everybody's scared. It's part of the signs of the times. But we have to get above that. We have to get above that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know. I try to think above it, but I'm just like,
okay.
You know. And one more question. This guy, he called me back. I turned down the job because it was just way too low. And he wants me to go to Japan and work. And it's kind of isolated with the Air Force and everything. And I said, well, you know, when he called me back, I said, you know, this is the amount of money I think I need to have. And I was wanting to know if he said, well, let me talk to my people, and I'll let you know.
There is another callback from him. And I got within two
money?
That's in the present line, so it could be 2 days or 2 weeks at the most. But I think he's going to come back with the money that you want. They're trying hard to fill this position.
Oh, yeah, because nobody's going. That's just it.
Yeah.
Nobody wants the job because it's too low.
Yeah.
And it's you know, when Japan charges you, you got to remember, Japan's going to charge you for an 8-foot square box, $4,000 a month.
Oh, my goodness.
8 feet square to live in an 8-foot square. And so it's like, yeah, it's like that. Yeah. And so
expect a call back, but you need to think about this. You know, call me on Keen.
I'm going to. I'm going to be looking at it. And so, it'd be next week before I can talk with you on Keen because, you know, since they cut my check and
I paid my bills.
I know,
bills.
And I'm unable to send minutes. They have new management now.
Okay.
You have to pay for everything. I have to pay for minutes.
I'm not asking.
I can't even send anybody a message that I receive free either anymore. They won't let you.
What?
So, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I tried to send one to somebody that was really struggling, and they couldn't.
Uh-huh.
And they wouldn't let me send it without paying for it.
Oh,
so,
my God.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my goodness. Canteen is so scandalous.
Everybody's after the almighty dollar. But anyway, hang in there and email me then if you can't call me on Keen, and I'll help you that way, okay?
Oh, okay. Well, no, I just got to wait till next week. And so,
okay.
But I'll keep an eye out for you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All righty.
Thanks
thank
for
you.
Participating. Bye-bye. God bless.
Oh, no problem. Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. The way we think determines our experience, and we are free moral agents. You can do whatever you decide to do. Again, Deuteronomy 30:15-19. There is a path that leads to life and a path that leads to destruction, and we choose it. And we need to not allow what we see or hear. I told you this last radio show. This is very important. Don't allow what you see or hear to move you. Don't allow your feelings to weigh you down. We are in a dark period. But remember, as we think, it's going to determine our experience. The way we feel comes from the way we think. In Proverbs, it states, as a man thinks within, so is he. And man, it means mankind. And again, as I told Lisa, Gregory Dukau is doing the 40-day fast from wrong thinking. It's free, and you can do it by signing up at Gregory Dukau to his ministry or GregoryDukau.tv. It's meant to help you release mindsets, which is very important that we do this year. So it's a good thing to do, and like I said, it's free. It's absolutely free. And he's one of the people that wants people to live at their highest level. And he's one of the ministries I work with because he's not all about money. It's brilliant work since he gives positive affirmations at the end to speak over yourself. And all things work together for good to those who love God. And like I said, I connect with ministries that have the same thing. Faith comes by hearing and by hearing the word of God. So I need to hear it too. I need to hear it as well. These ministries get energized in their own conferences, hearing others speak. We all have unique gifts to offer. Again, all things work together for good to those who love God. Unity and teamwork is what's necessary. We all have a ministry of unification and witness for Jesus if he's the Lord of your life. Okay. Let's take some more calls here. Hello, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey. This is Teresa.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good.
Good.
What can I do for you, Miss Teresa?
Oh, just in general, I guess.
Okay.
I don't see him or anything anymore.
How's your back doing?
Maybe. It's not been too good. I went physical therapy yesterday, so
good.
Maybe it'll get better.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you for asking.
You're welcome. Okay. You are, and I have you with another woman who I assume is your mother. And, you know, you feel very strong about being there for her right now. And she's worried about you, you know, because of what you're going through, the pain that you're going through. And so she's throwing out a lot of concern there. But I really do see a change in that. And, you know, like I said earlier, the enemy sends us symptoms and energies that things aren't going to work, and we have to stand up and he'll flee from you. The scripture says that you have to rebuke him, stand up to him, and he'll flee from you. And God does not, God wants us to be healthy, and he wants us to live a long life. My next show is going to be about that. And I'm going to show in scriptures how he wants us to live a long life. And I'm talking about not a feeble life, a long quality life. You know, we're looking at how the average age was 120 years. And but there are people that lived a lot longer than that, and they were still riding chariots and doing things. Abraham was still making children long after Sarah left. So he was still active in the world. And but of course, back in those days, they didn't eat processed foods either.
No, exactly.
Yeah, so
they didn't sit in front of a computer or TV either.
Yeah, but in metaphysics, they say when you have back trouble, that you're burdened deeply about something. So you need to. I think I know what it is. I think you know what it is. You need to release the burden of it. Just say, okay, God, I'm giving this to you. And I'm not going to take it back, and your will be done, and let it go with that, and you'll see a big change. See a big change. In the meantime, I want you to work with healing light coming in and see it going down your spine and in your back healing, okay?
Okay. Anything good from him?
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
Well, you said you haven't been seeing him. You just kind of dropped it, so I did too. All right. Uh-huh.
I talked to him. I told him I accepted it, that we just weren't going to be together.
And how do you respond to that?
Oh, I wouldn't say that. Blah, blah,
yeah.
blah.
Well, he's very emotional right now. He's emotional about, it looks like he's having difficulty working. You know, he wants a change, keeps thinking he wants a change, and then he gets off into those mindsets. You know, guilt is a famous tool of the devil. It keeps you trapped. And, you know, he has to deal with a lot of that. He needs to learn to let that go. He didn't have anything to be guilty for. He's more than made up for all the years that's been done there. He's still caught in a web, but we will work with him. You know, we would just, like I said, give it to God and let him handle it.
Yep. That's why I just backed off.
Yeah.
Well, I just backed off, and I don't call all the time. I thought, well, he's got fingers, too.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to just give it to God, let it go, and let him handle it. And that way you complete your side of it. You know, he's got to complete his side of it, like dealing with the guilt that he deals with.
Right.
He needs to let that go. He really does. So.
Yep. Yeah, I got enough on me.
Well, I thank you for participating. Thank
okay,
you very much.
You're welcome.
God
thank
bless
you. God bless you.
Thank you. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Daisy. It's Chandra. How are you?
Hi, Chandra. I'm good.
Good. I'm just going to ask for a general reading.
Okay.
Because God wants me to hear.
Yeah. Crazy out there right now.
It always is. It always is.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think positive.
Well, people are dealing with the fear of the vaccine. People are dealing with COVID and all these different perspectives and fear of, you know, of the economy, and just fear is a base thing right now, and we need, you know, fear is the opposite of faith. We don't need it. I have faith.
Right.
I know God's going to take care of those he loves.
That's right.
Well, there's something coming up. There's something, a change coming up for you in a week, and it's around money, so I'm assuming that's your career.
Okay. Or could it be I already filed my taxes or whatever?
Yeah, I was going to, I want to tell everybody that's listening, I heard that the new date is in February instead of April, so it's something to look into.
Yeah. Well,
so
today is the day you can actually submit the taxes. Today and tomorrow is the actual day that they actually start accepting them. So I like
mine
and get them out the way. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, it's been kind of a crazy year for you, and 2020 was a little crazy, a little depressing, dealing with a family member that stressed you out. And but all that's changing, and there's something coming up regarding either getting a job or knowing you're going to get paid for a job. I don't think it's the taxes. It has to do with going to work, I think.
Good. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
When is that going to happen? And
within a week. And also, a lot of the suffering that you've dealt with is going to start fizzling out and dissipating, being eradicated here. So balance is coming to your life. Your career's first, and then it looks like there might be some action around love life.
Oh, okay, good.
Okay.
Do I meet him on the job or outside of the job, or what happens?
It has something to do with making that change. That geographical location brings it about.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right.
Anything else?
And also your family member, there's a change in that too.
Oh, good. Let's ask about the job. What about the money? Will the money be good? Will I stay on this one for a long time? That's what I'm looking for, longevity.
Yeah, I can see that. Actually, I think so. It may not be the money that you want to start with, but it's quickly there. But it's more than it's close to, and it's more than what you've been offered lately. And it does show that they like your skills and that you enjoy it, so you'll stay there.
Well, that's a plus. That's a plus.
Okay.
Well, good. All right.
I'm glad to see all
these
changes for you. You're welcome. God bless. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Daisy. Good afternoon.
Hi.
A general reading would appreciate. Thank you.
That's what I'm here for.
Thank you.
Well, you've been dealing with some letdowns. Seems to be a strong energy affecting all of us right now. And actually, I was surprised to learn that depression is the leading cause of disability these days. It's amazing. Yeah. So you have three major arcana cards, which means a big change and a big message from the universe. So your life is going to become more in balance, and there's an improvement in money for you this year.
Okay.
And a choice to make in your love life, something that you got to deal with from the past and something new that crops up this spring.
Okay, well, that's good because I've been struggling with my love life, and I really need a change. I want to remain hopeful, of course, but
yeah,
it's nice to have choices too.
Well, you know, and I'm showing, planetary wise, that crossroads are coming, choices are coming. People can go one direction. You know, you're going to have to figure out the direction, and there's a lot of it. A lot of it has to do with stuff from the past, okay? Making a decision about something from the past. So what I see here is you have a choice between a past relationship and a new relationship. And it might be hard. Call me on Keen if you need help with that,
okay? Yeah, I will. Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's always great talking to you. I appreciate your help.
Thank you. God bless you. Thanks for participating.
Thank you.
All right.
God bless
you. Bye
now.
Too.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, Philippians 1:6 says that we need to be easy on ourselves. Sometimes we're our own worst enemies, you know. But God began a good work in us, and he will finish it. So you need to trust in that, even though nobody, you know, look up. Instead of do instead of doing the horizontal view, what's in front of us, look up the vertical view and trust in him. And don't condemn yourself. If you made some big, fat mistakes, okay. You know, we all have. And so don't condemn yourself and others. God doesn't condemn you. Happiness is the result of not condemning yourself. And connect to positive people. You know, if you're around people that are putting you down in any form or not helping you, you know, to better yourself, it's best to move on from them. We need to be around very positive people. 2020 is behind us. It was a time of tragedy. And our message is to walk away from negative entanglements. That's bad relationships, bad thinking, to prioritize our life and simplify it. And this is the year where there will be power shifts, a strong power shift in the church. We are the church if you, Jesus is your Lord. It's a year that we need to build a strong spirit, because a strong spirit will get us through anything. We must develop a strong spirit, and it begins by lifting off old mindsets, you know, and I'd like to talk about a few of them. And one of the ones I'd like to talk about is the fact that we may think at this point, you know, what we're being programmed in the news, and all people are all thinking the worst, that at this point things may never change. That is not a mindset that we should keep. And the thoughts that go with it, or things just might not turn around for me, things are not going to get much better, those are thoughts that you want to cast down. Negative mindsets are strongholds, and they keep you stuck. You need to think up, again, like I said, the vertical view. Think miraculously, because God is a God of miracles. God has a timing and due season for everything. In Galatians 6:9, we shall reap in due season, and we have to trust that. If it seems like it's been a long time, don't let that, you know, the devil like to delay things. Mercury retrograde delays things. So, but he has a fixed and due season for everything, and we will reap if you don't faint. And what it means to not faint is to get into disbelief about it. Believe God will take everything that the devil dishes out to you and turn it around. Read Genesis 50:20. God will take what is meant for evil and turn it around for good. And you need to believe in that. You'll have a reversal. We have a reversal of fortune in our genes. Esther 9:1 says, in the day that the enemies of the Jews hoped to have power over them, it was turned to the contrary. That's your spiritual lineage. Galatians 3:29. And declare today that things will not remain as they've been. It's very important to decree and declare this year, because we are dealing with a lot of negative energy, and we need to get past that. Heavenly Father, we would like to thank you that we are healed right now. Sickness and disease have no place in our bodies. Healing is ours. Divine health is ours. Divine strength is ours. It is all ours, because Jesus said, it is finished. Not someday, but today. In Yeshua's, HaMashiach's name. Believe that. Receive that today. And I'll let you know about the next show we will be doing in March. God bless. Think positive thoughts and be around positive people. See you next time. Bye now.